This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and welcome back from the holiday weekend.
Yes.
Steve Miggs, it's just you and I today.
I know. Where did Danny go? Is he late?
Danny is visiting his daughter. She's graduating.
Oh.
She's graduating from... What grade is she graduating from?
Fifth to sixth grade, I believe. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
So now I get to be the one to push all the buttons and hopefully not screw anything up today.
Yes, confirmed. Fifth to sixth grade.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How does the time fly so fast?
Last I saw her, she was in kindergarten.
Our little girl's all grown up.
Grown up. That's awesome, though. He's going to get to be there for her. It would have been awesome if he didn't tell her.
Oh.
And one of those, like, surprise videos showed up, like, in the middle of her commencement. Maybe Danny gives the commencement speech.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? He'd probably do it in the form of a pop punk song.
Oh, God. Maybe it's best he doesn't do that.
Maybe
then.
It is.
Yeah.
Are you ready to inform the Rockaholics?
Let's give it a whirl.
Let's do it.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, it's Nothing to Fear Day. So I have to ask you, Taryn Daly, what are you more fearful of? Running the board when Danny is not here or snakes?
Oh!
You had to pick, because I know you're terrified of snakes.
I am very scared of snakes. I would, like, day one of running the board... It might be up there with snake fear.
Okay.
By tomorrow.
Oh,
by tomorrow, it'll be easy peasy.
It'll be like having a puppy in the studio.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but no thanks to snakes, for sure.
I don't know if anyone has this as a fear or if anyone's ever experienced this, but I've never had it as a fear, and I hope I never experience this, but a driver in Burien crashed into two homes over the weekend yesterday afternoon when it didn't stop at an intersection and plowed through one house. Thankfully, nobody was in the home, and then plowed into another house as well. Here's one of the neighbors talking about what they witnessed.
Do you see a car that has evidently launched itself at a high speed? It went through this house, completely through it, and then into the house next to it. Just unbelievable. I don't know how it happened. All of a sudden, I hear this sound. It sounds like an explosion. I mean, truly a bomb. It's a miracle that anyone came out of it okay.
Do you know anyone who's had a car drive into their house?
No! Also, do we have any information whether or not this person was on drugs or alcohol?
They believe alcohol might have been a factor, which, I mean, that doesn't come as a surprise.
No, not at all.
But you see some of, like, those houses, like, you know, you hear about those, like, danger homes, like, that are on the corner of, like, a fast-moving, like, street where sometimes idiots that are drunk don't turn in time and they just go right into the house. That just seems so insane to me.
Very insane. Be safe out there, folks. Seattle Kraken players Maddie Beniers, Michael Acemont, and Joey Decord helped Team USA bring home the gold medal at the Ice Hockey World Championships that were taking place in Sweden. And this is the first tournament win since 1933.
And I know Decord wasn't the main guy, but when he was put in and when they needed him, he stepped up pretty huge. That's pretty awesome. And
Beniers
played well as well. So hopefully the Kraken now can figure out who the hell is going to be their coach. Maple Leafs assistant coach Lane Lambert reportedly is interviewing for the team's coaching spot. Some people believe that it went well and that he might be the guy. Other people that have shown interest in the team has shown interest in is Mitch Love, which would be kind of cool.
He played
with Everett, and then he was the coach over at Everett. And I think now he's the assistant coach for the Washington Capitals. And then David Quinn, who's right now the assistant coach with the Pittsburgh Penguins. I have no idea. But hopefully we're not taking another step backwards with another bed, because it seems like all the good coaches have already been swooped up.
Like, what about us, guys? What about us?
And everybody's like, well, you guys aren't any good. I don't know if I want to coach a team that's not very good. Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 71 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
A puppet gave a commencement speech at a very well-known university. We're going to tell you what happened at 6:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Over the weekend, the University of Maryland had a legendary commencement speaker.
You're all here to listen to a frog in a very tiny cap and gown give a commencement speech.
Wait, that's not Patrick Mahomes?
Could be. Could be.
If you can't see, you have no idea what's going on. So I appreciate him describing he's a frog.
On what's actually turned out to be a pretty beautiful evening. Yeah. Either way, I can guarantee you the forecast calls for a 100% chance of frog.
Kermit the Frog, baby. Let's go.
Just throwing out dad jokes.
Oh, well, he had so many. I mean, it was a couple of them were groaners, but for the most part, I was very entertained.
And the reason that he was the commencement speaker is that Jim Henson was a Maryland alumni. And so Kermit did bring that up.
You and I share someone very special, University of Maryland. And I am talking, of course, about my friend Jim Henson. Yeah, Jim, in the early days, he had a hand in literally everything I did.
Okay, that's a quality joke right there. I have to say, because I remember, I don't know if you remember where you were and what state of mind you were in for your commencement speech, but I was very stoned.
Oh, yeah.
My buddy Andy and I thought it'd be hilarious to get stoned before our big, you know, graduation ceremony,
which
was a terrible idea because my family was there and I started nodding off. So my parents were giving me a hard time because they thought I fell asleep, which I kind of did, but I was stoned I didn't want to tell them that. So now I'm paranoid. If all of a sudden Kermit the Frog showed up to give a speech, I would be in tears. That would be the greatest day of my life.
Well, it wasn't all jokes up there, Steve. He did have some wisdom to bestow upon the graduates.
Jim shared with me that when he was first coming up with the idea for the Muppet Show, nobody knew what they had, but Jim knew who he had. He could always see the spark in someone. He saw the potential, and he saw...
Okay, hold on a second. I know this is the actual guy who voices Kermit the Frog.
Like, Matt Vogel.
Okay.
Yeah.
But how did all of a sudden Kermit sound like he's like an Italian mobster? He saw the potential. Hey, the potential.
And he saw what was unique in each person. And that really stuck with me, which is why you'll see me hanging out with a bear and a pig and a penguin and a prawn and whatever Gonzo is. Seriously, if anybody knows, please see me after the ceremony. But Jim believed that everyone had a place.
The whole time I'm watching this, though, I have to say, like, all I'm picturing is there's a guy underneath that table or that podium that's just reading the script.
A little microphone.
Right? Like, what a weird thing. Like, you're giving the commencement speech. That Matt guy is giving the commencement speech, but he really isn't.
No, he doesn't. He could wear whatever he wants down there, you know? He didn't have to dress up in one of the goofy outfits or anything like that.
Poor Kermit did. He did have this. I thought this was a pretty cool moment, though.
Here's a little advice, if you're willing to listen to a frog. Rather than jumping over someone to get what you want, consider reaching out your hand and taking the leap side by side, because life is better when we leap together.
That's very adorable.
Grab my hand. Come over here.
So obviously you were very stoned for your graduation.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about my...
You don't remember who your speaker was?
Yeah, I don't even know if we had one. It was Plattsburgh State University. It was probably... Maybe it was the dean. I have no idea. What about you?
Honestly, I Googled it because I couldn't remember. It appears that it was the president at the time, President V. Lane Rollins, and then a guy named Mark Suyin, who was an alumni and a chairman of the board, some CEO guy. Don't remember that at all. And to your point, they opened the bar, the Coug, where I was in the mug club. They opened that at like 6 a.m.
So were you all hammered?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Because they stagger it. There was like an 8 a.m. and then an 11:30 a.m. and a 3 p.m. And I think we were the 8 a.m. So we were at the bar early, and we'd probably stayed up most of the night anyway.
Well, that sounds on brand for you. You left WSU the same way that you experienced WSU, and now it's just S-face.
That is exactly right. So do you remember who spoke at your graduation? If you do, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Maybe it was a celebrity. Maybe it was something beyond memorable for some reason.
Maybe you could top Kermit the Frog.
Who spoke at your graduation? High school? College? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Linkin Park. Maybe it was a celebrity. Maybe it was something beyond memorable for whatever reason. We want to know who spoke at your graduation. Give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. Migs, we have someone on hold who had a very famous celebrity speak at a graduation.
Bigger than Kermit.
Way bigger than Kermit.
Let's go.
We're going to talk with them in just a second. But first, Old Man Kenny is in Gig Harbor. Old Man Kenny, who spoke at your graduation?
I graduated from Lincoln High School in 1979. And our valedictorian or speaker was a girl named Janet something. I cannot remember her last name. Anyway, she went to Stanford, met John Elway. Mary John Elway, is still married to him, and John Elway came to our 30th or 35th reunion.
That's awesome. Did she then give a speech on how to marry a very famous football player so you don't have to worry about getting a job ever again?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, this is a stupid joke.
Kenny, did you get to talk to John Elway at your graduation?
No, I never got. I didn't actually go. A buddy of mine called me. Said you should be here, man. Elway's here.
So, did your buddy say was he personable? That was he like hanging out, like chatting it up with everybody, or did he kind of seem standoffish?
He was cordial. He was good.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Old Man Kenny. 206-803-ROCK. Maybe it was a celebrity, somebody beyond memorable that spoke at your graduation. We want to hear the story. 206-803-ROCK. Katie from DuPont, tell us your tale.
Hey, good morning. So my best friend graduated in 88 from Seaside, Oregon. And Arnold Schwarzenegger spoke at his graduation.
What?
He was in town filming Kindergarten Cop at the time.
Yes.
No, I have so many questions. I'm sure you don't have answers to them, but like, did they find out he was in town? They just randomly invited him, and he's like, you know what? I got nothing going on Friday. I'll just swing by and do a commencement speech. Or, like, I wonder how they set something like that up. Hello?
Katie?
Sorry, guys.
Oh, there you are.
Are you okay?
I'm backing up.
Got to turn the radio down. Focus.
So the principal called and just talked to his management team and said, hey, it's graduation. Come talk to my kids. And they were like, cool, we'll do it.
That's amazing. So random. I wonder if they made him wear like the goofy outfit and the whole thing.
She's still backing up. You can't ask any questions to Katie. Katie's busy backing up. She's just going to say some stuff and then dip out.
I mean, Arnold's such a big dude, too. I'm wondering, like, you know, they have, like, the fancy robes and all the different stuff. I mean, if he had to wear that, are they special ordering, you know, Arnold size?
I'm not going to lie to you. There might not be a better person to have give a commencement speech in my world. Like, I'm thinking about, like, who would be, like, the mecca. And I think it might be. Arnold is like the ultimate like inspiring story you've had.
Absolutely. Well, you watched the documentary last year, didn't you? It was a great
watch. I love that guy. And I'm such a nerd for Arnold. Do you remember the song that he sang on? There's a song by this guy, Andreas Gabalier, I can't even pronounce the guy, whoever he is, he has a song called Pump It Up, and he convinced Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe he was in town filming a movie, to go into a recording studio and lay down some vocals.
Do you know what year this is from?
It's not that long ago. I think it was like 6 years ago.
Oh, no. You're going to let us hear it?
Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Listen carefully. Dig deep down and ask yourself, who do you want to be?
I mean, if he just did this at the commencement speech, I'd be like, this is the greatest day of my life.
Success will come to you. Work like hell, trust yourself, and all your dreams come true. Break the rules, not the law. Don't be afraid to fail. You have to think outside the box. I say no pain, no gain. I don't wanna hear it can't be done. Give always something back. My name is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back.
Yes!
I mean, come on!
It almost sounds like he could have, that those lyrics could have been pulled from a commencement speech. It's very motivational.
I feel like no matter what he says comes off inspirational when he just starts going down his, like, his life story and things along those lines.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Somebody did text in at 206-803-ROCK about theirs, and they said, I can't remember the guy's name. It was a local weatherman, and it started raining during the ceremony, and he opened up his speech with, well, folks, I did warn you, which we all thought was pretty freaking hilarious.
That's adorable.
Well, how do you feel about, like, celebrities doing the commencement speech?
I wish I'd had a celebrity do our commencement speech. That would have been awesome.
Is there a celebrity out of WSU that would be, I mean, I'm not saying it's a joke, but Ryan Leaf telling his story?
I mean, he's one of the most, I mean, at the time that I graduated, I don't think he'd quite turned his life around yet, but it was coming.
Nowadays, I mean, the guy's got his life pretty much, I think,
100%. Yes, and he does do a lot of motivational speaking and things
of that nature. He probably has.
They got to invite him back.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a sour, is it like a sore subject with WSU and him? I mean, I know it was a weird time, but
I guess I'll have to call up the president and ask.
Who would you want? Like, is there anybody else from WSU that would be good?
Gardner Minshew.
Okay.
In his denim shorts.
And with the hat?
The shorter, the better. And the mustache, Steve. And he rolls up with his mullet, and he's driving a bus. That is, that would be the most inspirational day of my life.
You know we have showers downstairs if you need one.
The Daily Migs Show.
Who out there would like to try to beat Steve this morning? This man's record is 169 wins.
Nice.
58 losses and 38 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
I'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.